Our feature game yesterday was in Mahara Mason. Brady beats Strabane by 24 runs. In a game that Strabane probably felt they should have came away with something, Eamon?
Yeah, they got very close to it. Brady batted first in that one. They got 264 for 8 there. Professional Eros Samosaraya scoring 79 not out. And David Rankin, the next highest scorer, with 47. But Strabane certainly got close to it. Their new professional Curtis Pira scored 69, Ryan Gallagher 64, and a total of 240. Just fell 24 runs short, but a very exciting game. Beautiful conditions yesterday, except it was bitterly cold, but it was good to get the season up and running.
The second game of the day down at Ballyspellin, the newly promoted side edged out neighbours Eglinton in a thriller that could easily have gone either way, Eamon.
Yeah, it was a low-scoring game compared to some of the games yesterday. Ballyspellin getting 177. Their new professional Bertie Lowe scoring 43. Eglinton really never got the show on the road, all out for 153. Again, a professional Mark Erlang, who played with him last year, he top scored with 58. But a good start for Ballyspellin in the first game back up the Premier Division, winning by 24 runs.
And yesterday, I suppose the performance of the weekend has to go to the Brigade. An impressive performance beating Glendermot by 277 runs.
A massive score Glendermot Brigade got yesterday, 391 for 6. Gareth McKeegan, their opening left-hand batsman, 162. And Iftikhar Hussain, who's played since the last few years, scoring a century as well, 108. Glendermot really had no chance of chasing that down, that total. But they'll be bitterly disappointed. They've been bowled out for just 114. 57 of those runs coming from Jason Lynch, so didn't say much for the rest of them. Johnny Robinson, the best of the Brigade bowlers, with 4 for 20.
And finally, in the Premiership at the home yesterday, Dunamana, they beat Coleraine by 7 wickets. Dunamana, they've continued that fine form, 2 from 2 at the top of the table over former champions Coleraine. So a good start for Dunamana there.
Yeah, great start for Dunamana. And of course, they've played a game more now, which leaves them clear at the top of the table. 129 yesterday, Coleraine getting all out. And Scott Campbell, their opener, getting 75 of those. So another poor batting performance by them. Dunamana had no problems just losing the 3 wickets. Their new signing from New Bolton, Dean Mahaffey, top scored with 47. So very good start to the season for Dunamana. They certainly are going to be after a trophy this year after going trophyless last year.
Yesterday also, the Sammy Jeffrey Shield first round took place. There was ones for New Bolton's Ardmore and Burndennet.
Yeah, New Bolton's beaten Fox Lodge, a good result for them. Fox Lodge, as I said, they were relegated last year, only managed 110 yesterday. New Bolton's just losing 4 wickets, won them by 6 wickets. Ardmore, their new professional, Peter Pienaar, scored 140 on his debut and a total of 230. Declan Curry, who had been rumoured might not be playing with Ardmore this year, well, he dispelled those rumours yesterday because he did play for them and he scored 30. But Bonds Glen never got near it. They were all bowled out for 73. Gary Neely picking up 5 wickets for 27. And Burndennet, a good result for them yesterday against the decent Kelly Clooney side. Their batting let them down, 126 all out. Burndennet just losing the 2 wickets, winning by 8 wickets. So good cricket all round yesterday. All games completed, which is a bonus. And hopefully more of the same from now on for the rest of the season.
Looking at next weekend, Eamon, another full fixture, hopefully weather permitting. But look, already a number of teams getting out in front. Dunamana, you know, starting very, very good. Who do you see this year making an impression?
Well, Brigade proved it yesterday. They're my fancy this year. They won maybe not everything, but certainly the league is the one they're after. They won the cup last year, but it's been a while since they won the league, and they're going determined to go out this year and win that league. But Dunamana, as you say, has got off to a great start, and they're going to be on there. And Brady, although losing a couple of players from last season, looked useful yesterday. They'll be thereabouts. They're the champions. They're not going to give up that prize without a fight. So it's all they look forward to. Difficult down at the bottom to see Ballyspellin and Glendermot. 2 teams that come up will usually struggle. Glendermot certainly have got off to 2 heavy defeats. They'll be looking for a big improvement in the next few weeks.